Our youth will be giving the sermon this morning. So we have a few things going on. So I'm going to just give an opening while we kind of get things ready. This is a program that I saw at a women's retreat, so I hope we do it justice. When we get discouraged and feel very sad during the week, so often we forget that God had an original plan that was not full of sadness, but of love and joy. God created human beings in his own image to be a family with him, to love him freely, and to enjoy life here on earth. Genesis tells of God's original plan. Today we're going to take a few minutes to remember our Creator and his perfect plan.
Day one of creation, light. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. It's important to remember, by starting with light, God was claiming this part of the universe as his own. Satan was lurking around, looking for a place to rule. The creation process declared who was the Lord of planet Earth. At the end of the day one, God said, "It is good." And that was the end of the first day.
Day two of creation, air. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day. God told the air and the water to separate, and the air went up and the water went down. Other versions relate that the atmosphere was a vault of air between a layer of water below the sky and a layer above the sky. Scientists believe that this layer of water above the sky was a layer of water between the atmosphere and the sun that regulated the Earth's temperature. This would have cooled the Earth and kept the humidity balance and watered the plants with a morning dew. This layer of water is referred to in Genesis 6, when it came crashing down during the flood. This layer of water also could have magnified the heavens at night, making the heavenly bodies appear closer to earth. At the end of day two, God said, "It is good." And that was the end of the second day.
Day three of creation, land and sea. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit trees that yield fruits according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seeds according to its kind, and the trees that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. We don't know what this day looks like. Did God call land to come up through the water, rumbling and churning the water? Or did he send a wind to drive the water back as the land appeared? We know that God loves variety, and we see the evidence in the different landforms. He created the millions of plants and vegetation that appeared on this day. Color and texture and beauty and variety were his handwork. At the end of the third day, God said, "It is good." And this was the end of the third day.
Day four, creation of space. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. The heavenly bodies have helped us mark time, understand how big God is and how small we are. Our minds are boggled as we contemplate that the universe has no beginning or end, just as God has no beginning or end. We see again the variety and beauty he made. At the end of day four, God said, "It is good." And that was the end of the fourth day.
Day five of creation, fish and birds. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with it which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. On the fifth day, God decided that it was time to move for movement and noise. Flocks of birds appeared and started nesting in the trees, and the water was teeming with life as entire ecosystems were hidden under the water. It's fun to imagine that Jesus took a moment to play in it and enjoy the creatures he had created. These creatures praised him continually. God's sense of humor sure can be seen in the creatures he made that day. At the end of day five, God said, "It is good." And that was the end of the fifth day.
Day six. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The Creator started this day by creating animals that were different from the birds and fish. They seemed to all be mammals, a variety of creatures that had warm-blooded properties and different family units than the fish and birds. When these creatures were created, it was time. Things were finally ready for the family. All the planning and creating had led to this glorious moment. The Creator knelt in the dirt and used his hands to form Adam in his own image. He breathed his breath of life into his nostrils, and the first face Adam saw was God. No other creature could boast of having this form. Only this special planet and these special humans have this form. I like to imagine that as Jesus formed Adam's features, that he was thinking of every boy that would come from Adam. You were on God's mind that day. We are all his and live eternally if we choose to be a part of God's family. These first few moments must have been very special for Adam as he learned that the Creator was his father, guide, and teacher. Adam's first lesson was to work. He was to name all the animals. He seemed to notice the animals were in pairs and maybe even asked to the Creator about this. Jesus had a plan. Putting Adam to sleep, he used one of his ribs to create Adam a helpmate. In forming Eve's features, I like to think that the Creator was thinking of every girl that would come from Eve. You were on God's mind that day. He desires for you to be part of His family eternally. Adam and Eve spent the day exploring the new garden the Creator had prepared for them, learning what their new jobs were to be. The Creator finally had His family, and His work was completed. This made the sixth day extra special. So at the end of the sixth day, God said, "It is very good. The very was you. The very is us. We are His family." And that was the end of the sixth day.
Day 7 of creation, the Sabbath. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And the seventh day God ended His work, which He had done. And He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He rested from all His work which God had created and made. The seventh day was the day to celebrate the creation of the world and to fellowship with the new family the Creator had made. It was a day to spend time with God and grow closer together. I believe Adam and Eve enjoyed their first Sabbath with God as they walked through the garden, observing the earth He had made for them. The Sabbath should be a sweet day. I have a lifesaver for each of you. This lifesaver is a reminder that the Sabbath should be as sweet in our minds and hearts as it is on our tongues. We should start every Sabbath with peaceful relationships with each other. Forgive one another who has hurt you, and say you are sorry to anyone you have hurt. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
I hope as you soak in your lifesaver that you realize just how sweet Sabbath is, and that because we have a beautiful day to go out there and enjoy, that you will celebrate today as you leave this place. I want to thank our youth for being part of this Sabbath service. It is always enjoyable to see them come up front, and I hope they will get more comfortable so that we can use their talents more. And I appreciate how you guys are so encouraging of them. Let us pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we once again come before your throne. Thank you for your presence and for your blessing this morning in teaching us of your original plan and for the restoration of that plan soon to come. Be with us as we leave this place and help us to stay nearer to you every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.